What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel. I'm here with
Louie.
Jasmine.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. It's going to be a good one. I can read the future. And also, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
I can read the future, too. Yeah. But I can't read the past. And one of the things I want to ask you guys, because there's a group of ladies who made a list.
Okay.
Group of ladies made a list. Of the places men cannot take them on dates.
Oh, I love this already.
On a first date specifically. Now, if you guys have the internet, you have access to the internet, you know that this type of list is growing longer and longer and longer and longer.
Yeah.
There's guys' icks, all the things that guys can't do.
Yeah.
There's you can't take me here on the first date. These are the places. So this is some lists, and I want to know if Jasmine and you guys agree.
Uh-huh.
If this is only pertains to first dates.
Okay.
And there's someone here I have to say I agree with.
Okay.
Number one, Cheesecake Factory.
I never even been to one. Okay, go ahead.
Number two, Applebee's.
Never been.
Number three, Chili's.
Oh, I've been, but there's nothing there for me.
Number four, Chipotle.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is first dates, right?
Yes. So how do you guys feel about the first five? Four.
Should we do thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, those are the same place, right?
Right.
So yes or no on those?
No.
I'm saying no. I'm going to agree with her. I'm going to agree with her.
How old?
Let's say 25.
No.
No.
Only if you're like 17 and they give you like a...
Right.
Maybe.
Okay. We got the Olive Garden.
No. No, no, no. There's too many kids screaming and yelling. That's where you're going to take it from.
Here's a good one. The movies.
Yeah.
That's a good
one.
That's fine.
No for the movies on a first date. Yes for the movies on a first date.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. You said no?
I kind of say no.
Why?
Explain.
Okay. I think for all the guys out there, I'm doing you a big favor here. Because everybody knows that I killed it during the single days. And it was because of my first date technique. Jasmine's rolling her eyes if you're listening.
That's hard. That's what I get.
I saw her eyes. Yeah. They went back to her neck.
I get that every day.
I lost my irises.
Rolled it hard. I don't believe in the dinner in a movie thing. Hmm. And here's the reason. If you take a girl to dinner on the first date and you don't know her, right? Yeah. If you don't know her, I feel like the sitting across from each other and staring at each other can feel a little bit too much like an interview, and it puts a lot of pressure for you guys. There's no distractions really around, and you're just looking at them, and it can be not fun if you're not clicking.
Okay. Okay.
Then let's say you get through the dinner and you're like, okay, I have a shot at maybe you still have hope. Maybe you still think you can get the kiss.
Uh-huh.
Then you go to the movies. And you have the time from when you leave the restaurant to the movies to impress her somehow in the car. Because once you're in the movies, that's it. There's no talking.
Right.
There's no building rapport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't make her laugh. You can't zim-zam-zower. You can't do the magic tricks.
Yeah.
Then the movie's ended, and you have just a small time until you guys depart. So I think it's a big mistake on the first date.
I just think it's funny how, like, the magic tricks for Daniel are literal magic tricks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't do the magic
I can pull the rabbit out of the hat,
right,
you know?
Because
don't you agree, Jasmine, that if the date's boring, it's the guy's fault? Because that's what it feels like.
No, but I do know what you mean, like taking the wheel type thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I think drinks in a movie is better because if it sucks, then you don't have to wait for the food and then wait for the time of the movie and do whatever.
If the date sucks.
Right. And then you're a little drunk. So that's always good. And then you go watch a movie and then you figure out if they're annoying about the movie.
Here's what you're fucking up. Yeah. I think. You're okay. Listen. I'm sorry.
I kind of think he's fucking
up. I went,
too.
Okay. Listen.
Okay. Okay.
I came off really aggressive for that. I apologize. What I'm saying
is it because you took her to a movie and dinner the first
time? Well, no, we didn't do that. But I don't even think I've ever gone on a first date to a movie. But what
me
I was
neither.
Saying, but I think her and I, had we done the movie first and we hated it, then gone to eat, I think it would have broken the ice would have been broken pretty good with just how bad we hated the movie.
Right.
Or how, like, how much we liked it.
But I want to know how I'm fucking up.
Well, I think you went to dinner first. Well, not that you would do that move, But in your scenario,
right.
I guess you're not fucking up because it's not your move. But for whoever's doing this move, I think it's a better move if you go to the movie first, and then you have something that you can discuss when you go to dinner.
I think so, that's a very good point.
Movie and a movie.
I've never thought about switching up the combination and putting the cart before the horse or whatever.
Because I think even if, like, us, if we went to a movie first instead of getting a beer first, if we went to the movie first and then we hit the bar or the, you know, to go get something to eat, we would just be talking shit about the movie so good, I feel. And it's just, we're gonna, it's just gonna just bounce off ideas, and I think it's a good idea to swap it.
I think that's one of the most valid points you've ever made since. I mean, since it's so spot on.
Whoa.
And I've always, because people say dinner and a movie,
dinner and a movie.
So I always think dinner and movie.
Death trap.
Okay, yeah. That's number six.
Okay,
I'll just do a couple more, and I'm gonna there's a few that are the same. Bowling.
Ooh, that I think I've done.
I think it can go both ways. I've done. Because if you're like super competitive and you're like an asshole about it, you have to stay through the whole round, you know, and it sucks.
Like if you suck at it.
Well, or if they're a douche about it, like, fuck, you suck. Like, imagine, what I mean? Like, or fuck, yeah, if they're too intense and you're just like, oh, man, we're on round two.
And you're stuck for 10 frames.
Yes, yeah. We're on round two.
It is a little like.
It could go either way.
It's.
You know?
It could be terrible, but you're finding out very soon that this person's not for you, right?
Yeah,
right, and then you take a bathroom.
Yeah, there's enough. I think that it's a good indicator if it's going to work,
right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'll do the last one is a hookah bar, which I think is a weird call. And then a bar just for drinks, which I think is like the best thing
to
do.
The best.
Yeah.
Because it could be quick or it could be long. Right. And everyone's
yeah,
drunk.
I think so. What was your first date with Amber?
Yeah.
My first date with Amber was very, like, I had to orchestrate this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, you mastermind you.
Where yes. I planned a party for this coworker that I didn't give a shit about. Like, I'm
now.
Like, hey, let's do this thing for her, you know? And then I orchestrated a party just so I could, in the hope that Amber would go.
Mm-hmm. And did it work?
It worked. Yeah, yeah. I got
but
her to go.
Was it?
Go plan
but
a
is
party.
That like a date, though? That was just for you.
You were trying to set it up.
No, but I couldn't get her out. I was having trouble. I was having trouble.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I know. As much as I was killing it back in the day.
It sounds like it. I just imagine Daniel being all annoying, like being like, come on, you guys, let's do the party. They're like, you don't even like her.
Stop being fucking a douchebag.
Shut up, Betty.
Yeah, like.
Now, go ahead. You want to go next? I'm going to deviate from the story, the other one, and we can touch base on it some other day. But I'm going to piggyback on yours.
Okay.
And I have one here that it says a woman went on a date and she, woman's date. Ditches her after she runs up the tab really high. Now
the woman's date
ditches her after she runs the tab up really high.
Okay.
So she's ordering oysters. She's ordering the works here, and the guy just after it's getting high, he just apparently just takes off, dude, and leaves her with the bill.
So she just starts ordering a ton of
shit.
They're on a date.
Yeah,
she starts ordering a ton of shit,
she's
and then this
advantage.
And then this guy's like, "Fuck this," and then he leaves.
And then he leaves. It's apparently it's an Atlanta restaurant, Fontaine's. I think it's one of those fancy ones. Mm. And she had, here we go. Here's a list. 48 oysters.
48 oysters?
Potatoes, crab cakes, and several drinks. So
I think the 48 oysters. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That just sounds like it'd be gross to watch.
Yeah, dude.
Well, like, that's the other thing.
You're going to kiss someone who ate 48 oysters now?
And that does not sound pretty. Just imagine her slurping that shit down.
Oh my God.
48 times.
Maybe she was trying to be like,
like,
you could be this oyster.
Like Latrell?
Let me show you. This is the 46th one you could be.
Yeah, yeah. What? You can want to be number 46?
Like the guy from White Chicks that's like, oh, sorry, big pun. Like
Have you ever left a date out of nowhere? Like, I got to go.
Dine and dash?
Yeah. Not dine and dash, but like, make no, up the excuse like, yeah. I got my grandma sick, and then like.
No, but I have been like 10 minutes into a date and been like, fuck.
Yeah, I've been, like, I bet, dude.
I can't wait till this is over. Like, I'm never seeing this guy again. Yeah, like, yeah. You know?
Man.
Have you guys ever like that? Like, you guys just make up your mind like really quick?
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh, yeah. I've never left though, but I've known of this is. It feels so terrible right now.
Yep. It's bound
and
to be
fair, sometimes I think it's like they're feeling the same thing I'm feeling.
Even when you're on your game, like I was on my game, like at that level, you can still have a bad date. I know. It's hard to believe.
The cringe in this room. No. So what was the thing?
Even when you're wearing a shirt as nice as the one I'm wearing, it doesn't always pull them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she doesn't even remember our first date, I don't think. I don't even know if it counts as a date, but it was the bar. Like, it was like, do you want to go get some drinks afterwards?
Best thing to do.
Easy.
You know?
Easy. And I felt like we just chilled, we talked, and it was good. And mm-hmm. that was it. Like, nothing complicated. You know, I think sometimes people make mistakes by trying to overcomplicate things.
Right. Like, they try to throw a party, like,
Well, that was super fucking
hard. I had to. Amber was a hot item, man. It was
really
a tough competition with Amber.
Oh, really?
Tough competition.
Whoa. Well, you won.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys, man. I was on my game.
I guess. You set us up. I know, right? All right. You.
Oh, man. All right. So, moving on to my story. So have you guys seen like those deep fakes and stuff that look pretty fucking real now with like AI and things like that?
Creepy.
Right.
It's so scary to see.
So Meta is doing this new thing where apparently it's not a deep fake per se, because it's not like it's somebody's likeness that they're putting on another face. Right. So they're cloning personalities of celebrities,
mm-hmm.
their whole personality based off of analysis and their physical and their voice. To make interactive Instagram pages. So interactive personality.
Wow.
So
it's not a deep fake because everyone knows it's fake.
Right.
Kind of, right?
Right. And a deep fake.
And they're aware of it.
Right. And a deep fake is usually like somebody, like an impersonator who gets images put over them to make them look more like
they're
that.
They're deeply faking you out. It's not like a superficial, it's deep on the deepest level.
The deepest
level. It has faked you.
Right. It's like an online juke.
That was a good joke.
Right.
All right.
That's where the operator.
So
online Juke.
That's it.
You guys are so annoying. So what they're doing that, right? So there's this one example here. So they took the likeness of Kendall Jenner, and it's this new persona that they're trying to make called Billy. So I have her here, and you guys, I just want to hear your thoughts.
Billy, I just want to introduce myself. I am
no
here to
fucking
chat
way,
you
dude.
Want. Message me for any advice. I am ready to talk, and I hope to talk to you soon.
And that's not her.
Not real.
Not real, dude.
She never did that. She never was like, I'm going to put this out, and then they'll do it. They made it all AI generated, and it's all done by Meta.
Do you think that if we did this, that the AI would know the jokes that you were going to say?
I don't think you can artificially do this.
No,
but
oh
do you
God.
Think?
But I think you can.
In
we're not at that level yet.
Yeah, it'd be like the easiest program.
Right.
But do you? But as a group,
do
you think we could use this technology? If AI watched us for an hour, we would hypothetically never have to do the show,
like a fake podcast.
We would just give it topics, and it would know. You know, about my dating history. Daniel's going to talk about how he's really good with women. Jasmine's going to make a bad joke, you know, except the AI juke. Louis going to realize about the movie before the dinner. Genius
but
guy.
How crazy if, like, they're so much better than us.
Oh.
Like, that. What an ego.
They're the fake versions of us, and they're way better. They don't stutter. Yeah.
It's just everything. And on top of it, well, who would you... What is this for you to communicate with them, right?
Yes, but okay, so they're basically like different personality types, and what they want is that they're basically trained on certain subjects. Like, you could have them give you advice for dating, or like it says like, hey, reach out to me and we could talk on whatever. So it's basically creating an AI friend.
Right.
There's another one too. So I think it's on. So like, if you guys see, they have like a version of Paris Hilton.
And
or
do
like,
they get to know you and learn about you as you go?
You literally get to chat with them, talk with them, video with them. Like,
is Dungeon Master Snoop?
Yes.
But it's like another name. Like it'll be Robert, but it'll look like somebody that you know.
Wow.
And it'll have similar things. So I was telling Louis, so like you could talk to like Dave Chappelle and be like, hey man, I broke up with my girlfriend and I'm feeling very depressed. He could be like, hey man, I know life is rough. And like somebody
that's
you
such
think,
a good Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, right. Hey man.
Okay, so go. Who would you guys pick?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to give us a scenario for each of us. And then we're going to pick what celebrity we would pick for that scenario. So, okay. You got it?
I got it.
Okay. I don't get it.
Okay, so I'm going to say a situation that happened to you guys. Which celebrity AI friend would you choose to talk to?
Okay.
So
for who? For Daniel?
Man, I'm so bad at celebrities.
I'll do it for both of you guys. I'll do two topics.
Okay.
All right, so your girlfriend broke up with you. Or wife, Amber left you.
Amber leaves me. Which celebrity would I want to talk to?
Yes, get advice from or talk to as a friend.
I would want to talk to...
I have one.
I would have to talk to a woman.
Oh, really? I went the other way.
After Amber left me? Yeah, no. I would need, like, a hot woman to boost my ego after it's on the floor to make me remember how it used to be in the single life. You know what I mean? How good I was.
The delusions. Keep the delusions going, Daniel. So,
I like
this. So a hot female celebrity. Can you guys help me out? It doesn't matter.
No, it's your thing.
Yeah, it's your thing.
It would be Selma Hayek.
Oh, shit. With that accent.
Yeah.
Okay. I went
But like, you know.
I just think, look at my big boobs, Daniel, and get over it.
Oh, she's all Russian.
Good, yeah. Now she's Russian. What happened with the gorgeous Dave Chappelle?
She has a deep voice.
She does.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Andrew Tate.
Woman hating.
The douche.
Jasmine hating. Like she hates Andrew Tate.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I love Andrew Tate.
And he would just boot. I just would want to see what he would say. That
now
time.
You're making me think I would.
Right?
Wanna, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you were making me think the up. And I was like, maybe I should get like a hot woman.
Switch.
Easy. Yes.
High five. Boom. Yep.
Yes. Freaky Friday, dude. All right. Another scenario. Go.
Okay. Your job just let you go.
Oof. My job just let me go. I would pick. Ooh, that's a good one.
I'd still pick Andrew Tate and Selma Hayek, I think.
Okay.
I think that's it for everything. I don't know if I would switch celebrities.
I got a better one. I have a better one.
Okay, okay.
You guys are throwing a party and you need advice.
For the party?
Yeah, on like, you guys don't
what
know.
What kind of party?
Just like a birthday party.
I think I would just call you guys because you guys have great parties.
Yeah.
But if you had a perma celebrity to be your friend forever as your only AI celebrity, who do you think it would be?
Dead or alive?
No, alive.
Alive. Okay.
I do think Snoop Dogg would be pretty cool.
That's okay.
Because I was just like, we would virtually like smoke, and it'd be like, yeah, man, I should just get over it. Life is too short.
But
you know?
do you think that might be a little bit too surface?
No.
Not that I know Snoop personally or anything, but just from like the sound clips, you know.
He's an AI friend. I don't think we're gonna get too deep with
it. But he's gonna get to know you.
Oh, that's fine.
Let me see.
That's my choice that I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
You guys?
Okay.
I guess somehow.
So this you're saying who do I want like to have as a friend permanently?
Forever. Your homie, yeah.
Oh, it's like her. You know, you get that person.
Oh, I got you.
And they're gonna learn with you and they're gonna grow with you.
Okay, I'm looking for wisdom. I'm looking for tenderness and patience.
Whoa.
Tenderness.
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
right.
But he's dead. I can't go with it. Who the fuck? Who's wise? And
I feel like for you, Dave Chappelle is a good one for you.
I mean, I would love Dave to be my friend. Because I do think he's. You know what? I'm gonna go with Dave Chappelle.
I choose Penelope Cruz from Vanilla Sky. That Penelope Cruz. Where she whispers little
once
sweet
again.
Nothings.
Yeah, once again, surface level, Daniel.
But
what about
she has little little jewels in there in Vanilla Sky.
Really?
Yeah, she's just like,
they're called boobs.
She's
Daniel.
The saddest girl I've ever seen with a martini. You know, like that.
I
know,
need to rewatch that. Yeah, shit. Yeah. That, she came out in both of them, by the way.
Yeah.
And the original, and you haven't seen the original. I'm
the
assuming.
Original's good too.
The original. Which one is the not with Tom Cruise?
With Tom Cruise.
That one I've seen.
No, oh, the okay. original is with Penelope Cruz, but in Spanish.
It's a Spanish film that but she remade. In with America.
Oh, like, I didn't know that.
And they got the same girl.
The English one, so I know.
Because she's not your friend
yet. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. Like, she would have told me.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Okay, that's interesting. Now I want to watch it again.
Right. So that was my story.
Okay. Well, does anybody have a baby doll? Okay.
What about the one that
let's do the other story
that she
and
sent
skip
us.
The baby. Yeah, let's do the, which one?
Oh, the principal one?
Oh, if you guys want to see this really quick, look at, I did this, look, I sent a video.
Yes.
Of myself to us at the bottom.
Oh, man.
So just in case you guys were wondering what my rap name is, go ahead, give it a whirl. Give it a whirl.
Oh, okay. What? This is interesting.
Give it a whirl.
Okay.
Press play.
Volume's up.
What do you guys think it might be?
Oh, shit.
Wow, now why are you squinting like that?
Ultimate Apocalypse?
How many tries?
My first impression. Shut up!
Swear to God! Swear to God. I was trying to like look like a rapper. I guess what I did.
That's what it was.
The right.
You know what's so funny? I always ask.
That's the baby doll of the week is ultimate hotness.
I always ask Jasmine if, like, hey, if you were a rapper, what would your rapper name be? And she never has a good one.
What was the last one? Candy.
Candy rapper.
Candy rapper. That's a good one because it's like a play on words.
Right, right.
Candy wrapper. That's
I don't
good
have
one.
One. I don't have one. Tootsie I mean, I'm going to have to. Tootsie Roll's a good one.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You know why.
I was trying to like candy, Tootsie. I was trying to play out. Yeah.
I was like, that's what I thought you meant.
He's a sweet guy. He's a brown sweet guy.
Really, really brown sweet guy.
And I love him. And he's my favorite candy.
It's like brown. It's because he's brown.
What are we at? What are we at?
We're ready to do the baby doll.
Okay,
what about one from...
I think I
didn't someone send us one?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that one.
What was it?
You guys, someone sent us a baby doll, right?
Yeah, was it a baby doll?
I'm sure.
Or was it just
did.
A story?
Let's see. Let's
I'm
see,
sure
let's
they
see.
Did.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
Right here. Right here.
All right, we have someone that finally sent us
a baby doll
after asking
uncontested
for a year.
Trophy winner.
All right, so the baby doll of the week is
smooth.
Jenny and Mike Stevens, who owned a Little Caesars store in Fargo, North Dakota. And they started giving away free pizzas to the hungry and homeless shortly after opening in 2015. So I guess Mike battled leukemia, and they continued to donate these pizzas. And they ended up collaborating with the local shelter in 2016. After Mike passed away in December, Jenny continued the initiative, seeing it as a tribute to her late husband. So as of October 2018, they provided 142,000 and some slices of pizza. So they basically donated about $70,000 to local homeless people. And that was their effort.
So they gave homeless people pizza?
Would donate every day to, instead of throwing it out in the trash, they basically gave all their leftover pizza instead of just, you know.
Throwing it in the trash.
Right. And they also donated to shelters. So.
All right. And who sent us that?
That was Carla sent that to us.
Thank you, Carla.
Carla from San Dimas.
Thank you.
You are also the baby doll of the week.
Yes, you are. And that's the spirit that we want, right?
That's
the spirit that we've been
asking
for.
You know how many taps that took?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Maybe I did two sounds.
Maybe two.
Two. I'm sorry.
It don't matter.
It's the arrow, and it's our little circle.
That's it.
So
if you see a good article, maybe think about moving your finger twice.
Right.
And it's this far away.
You do it for other stuff. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
You know, you all do it for porn a lot of taps
a
every
lot
morning.
Of taps.
You're wasting your whole life.
And you know who you are.
You know who you are.
Right. Daniel. All
and
right.
You know what you're looking at.
All right. So, Jenny and Mike Stevens,
you
are
the
baby
doll
of
the
week.
Oh. I missed it.
Nice.
Nice. All right, guys, that does it for today's episode. But don't forget to hit that like and subscribe. And again, and if you guys know anybody that ran up a bill by eating 48 oysters,
show them this episode. If you guys know anybody who takes their date to a dinner and a movie, show them this episode.
If you guys know anybody that needs an AI celebrity friend,
show them this episode.